Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on AceTJ.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
With a little extra.
Uncensored, unedited,
and almost uninterrupted.
Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Hello. Sponsored by Rich Tocato Companies. If you want to save money on your mortgage, you want to buy a house, sell a house, refi a house, home equity line of credit, go to homewithrichard.com. Coming up on Extra Funny today, we'll find out just what type of person you are willing to take advice from in life. What type of person are you willing to take advice from in life would probably cause a stir. So we'll get to that coming up next.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Fuel your day with the delicious and nutritious protein-rich pancakes from Long Table Farms. Lots of options, and you can indulge in them guilt-free, knowing you're choosing a nutritious, protein-rich option that supports your health. Order now at acetj.com/pancake.
Don't be surprised to see my wife, Jody, walking around in her stiletto heels that are painless. Yes, painless. From Protege Footwear. You can have some, too, and save 30% at acetj.com/shoes. Promo code ACETJ. That's acetj.com/shoes, code ACETJ.
Lily and Grace is a one-stop shop for the exquisite home, award-winning furniture, the perfect decor and gifts, and everything you need for the holidays. Located at Langtree, find out more at lilyandgrace.com. That's lilyandgrace.com.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
With a little extra.
Uncensored, unedited,
and almost uninterrupted.
Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Sad news that that Star Wars show didn't get picked up for a second season, whatever that one was called.
The Acolyte.
Acolyte.
Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. That Acolyte.
So they dropped it after one season?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So as bad as Star Wars stuff is now, what they say, but it keeps going. If that got dropped, it must have been ultra terrible.
I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
People just don't like things. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like things that are fun.
People just like they're good. People just don't like things.
How often, if ever, do y'all get up in the night from your sleep to go urinate?
How often? Not often.
None.
Mm. Yeah. Very seldom.
Yeah.
I just pee the bed.
I don't much either, but if it does happen, I drank a lot of water kind of late yesterday, and it reminded me when I get up to pee in the night, I might as well just get up for good.
What?
Because by the time I take that sleep mask, that snore mask off, turn it off so it doesn't sit there and go, and wake up Jody, and then stumble into the restroom, pee, come back out, figure out, it's, you know, straighten out the straps on it, get it on, strap it back to my face, turn it back on, and I'm awake.
Really?
By then, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Does your CPAP,
it's a pain in the ass.
Does your CPAP ramp up the pressure? Like it starts at a lower thing and then it builds up to like very, very strong?
No.
Okay.
I don't think. I just turn it on and sometimes I don't even know if it's on because I can't feel it. So I'll just pull it away from my face a little bit and then it'll go, and I go, all right, it's on.
Oh, man, I love that feeling, though, when you got to pee and you get up and go pee and then you chug some water next to your bed and then getting back in bed and, oh, it's like the best feeling in the world.
Yeah.
But, I feel the same way as TJ.
I mean, if you got to strap a big P piece of plastic on your face.
Yeah, well,
with a hose attached to it. Yeah, it sucks.
And you're trying to do it quietly.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to ease it over your face and not disturb Jody, or in Rob's case, not disturb Meredith. You're just trying to.
And I try to fool myself and think, well, if I don't even open my eyes through the whole process.
Yeah.
You know, so I can pretty much make it into the bathroom.
Sure.
Never but tried
then,
that.
Yeah.
If it happens, I'm probably eyes closed while peeing.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. I got my, in front of my legs, like touching the toilet so I know I'm there. Yeah, and sure. Just to try to keep the slumber going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I sit down to pee in the middle of the night if I have to go.
A lot of guys do that.
I know you said that before, but I've never done that.
Okay.
Guys with vaginas.
I don't know.
Well, then
it's easier. You don't have to.
He never has to open his eyes.
Sit down.
You don't have to. You know where it's going. You can hear it.
You can just sit there with his eyes closed.
You can hear it after you get it going.
You're supposed to sit down peeing on an airplane too, right? I've never done that.
I've never
saw that TikTok. He was like, "Oh yeah, you're supposed to. Everybody's supposed to sit down and pee." Yeah, that'd be so weird.
I'm not doing that.
Did they say why?
Because you're getting jostled around.
You're getting jostled around, and it's a lower toilet, I think, and you're just further away.
It's difficult. It can be difficult at my height, at 6'4".
Yeah, you got to, brace yourself, and then...
Because the lavatory, the wall tends to arch at some point. And so it's where my head is to be. So I've got to give it a sideways lean against the counter either way, because I can't fully stand up in the bathroom in a plane.
Yeah.
So I'm always crouched down in there anyway. So it would make more sense if I would do that.
Sit down.
It would actually be a lot easier for me to do that because of my height. But there are a lot of times on planes that when you go in, I have to, the moment I step into the bathroom, I have to tilt my head down like that. And if you try to pee, you're standing there you got to kind of scrunch over and lean against the counter.
It's a dangerous move.
I just think.
Am I going to join the Maha Club with that? Damn.
Yeah, no.
Not
a chance.
Pavlov's dog situation. If I sat down, I'm pooping.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fair.
That would be so weird to just pee sitting down. I just think it'd be weird.
I will say that when I first started doing that, the urge did come to you.
I told y'all before, I had a roommate one time that was a sleep pooper.
A sleep pooper?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, he'd wake up in the night and go poop, and then I'd find it the next morning.
Oh.
When I'd go to pee. He's like, what are you doing? Who gets up in the middle of the night and takes a dump?
Fair question.
Okay. And was there toilet paper in there too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he did white.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I would have thought the same thing. Like if he didn't flush, then he definitely didn't wipe.
Yeah, it's weird.
But he probably, I don't know, maybe he was doing the same thing. He would go in and sit down to pee and then end up doing other stuff. But it was, unless I'm sick, and if I'm that kind of sick, I'm probably not asleep anyway. I mean, I don't think I've ever just awakened in the middle of the night to go poop.
No, I don't think so either.
I'm sure it's happened, but I can't recall. Not often.
But we're not good judges of that kind of thing because we get up so early. We're basically getting up in the night.
Yeah.
Anyway, to start the day. But... Yeah, I just thought that was one of the grossest things. I didn't realize it. I was asleep.
It is weird.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it regularly.
A couple of times, yeah.
A couple of times, okay.
But how many times does it take before you think it's a pattern? I know usually three is the for serial killing.
Yeah.
It's three.
Yeah.
What's the rule? Like, if you want something to become a habit, you have to do it this long. I can't remember what that would be.
2 weeks or something.
Something like that.
100,
1,000 times, 100 times.
I mean, how do you go back to sleep after that? As well, you're like,
oh, I get it easily.
Really?
Oh, sure.
People are just weird.
Yeah.
Riggins, is there any type of advice, like expert type situation that you would ever, do you think you would ever learn anything from, or it would be valuable knowledge for you if it's a porn star, like a woman porn star?
It's a good question.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
If she was an expert in, I don't know, whatever she went to school for, biology, I would certainly default to her.
Really?
Refer to her if there was a question about that specific thing. Absolutely.
Hmm.
Hannibal Lecter was crazy, but he was also brilliant. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a fictional character. It applies, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was eating people, but he was also, like, really thoughtful. Yeah.
Biology or some, maybe you want to learn some kind of new more stuff.
Well, and that's the thing, though. That's when they say, like, there's always an article. Every few weeks, there's some kind of article that pops up in the New York Post about a porn star giving sex advice.
Hell yeah.
Right? But the way they always talk about it is that they don't have regular relations with people. I mean, just because you're that'd be like saying, a trapeze artist can tell you, what you need to do in order to jump on a trampoline.
Yeah, I kind of get what you're
like,
saying.
Okay, well, you're doing tricks and craziness and doing all kinds of stuff that's not reality to most people.
Yeah.
So what am I going to learn out of that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and your whole setting is not natural.
Yeah.
People standing around, lights, they're stopping you, they're starting again. Hey, we got to take a 10-minute break and reset before we go to a new position and all this kind of stuff. It's like, man.
And you always say, and people in that industry go, well, that's just work. It's just my job. Yeah. It's just like, it's not like it is real life and all that. So I don't know that there's any advice I would take from a porn person on life. And I may be biased, I may be, you know, prejudice that may be offensive or whatever. I just think that if you are in porn, then your life is a shambles.
What if they made a good living?
Because I think maybe they might have learned some tough lessons along the way. And they're like, hey, don't do this. I learned this. Okay, this is a life lesson.
They're still in porn. That'd be like if they're out of porn. There used to be a ministry. I don't know if it still is, but there was a ministry that was run by an ex-porn star, and it was all for people who wanted to get out of that lifestyle. And that would be different. If they want to talk about the mistakes that, you know, don't do this, don't do that, or this is what I learned and all of that. But if they're still in it every day and they're just like, I'm a porn star, I'm an expert in whatever, I'd be like, And I'm talking men or women.
Yeah.
Even if the porn thing didn't come up and you just ask them about, like, I don't know.
Stock tips.
Yeah, stock tips.
I wouldn't take it seriously.
Really?
I could not take it seriously.
I think you're being serious.
They're like, hey, no, I couldn't. I've got a 25% return on my stocks over the course of the past 3 years. Yeah, well, give me a stock tip, man.
And they probably might have some good financial advice if they've done well. Otherwise, like generic financial advice.
I'm sorry. I just feel like anybody... it's a prejudice, I guess, but
I think it most definitely is.
Yeah. Well, I can't help it. I'm just saying, I look at them and go, okay, well, if your life were together enough to be giving life advice to people, you wouldn't be doing porn.
Maybe they make a great living and like it.
Right, which is fine.
Yeah, he's okay with that. It's
right. But don't tell me how to live life, because obviously I don't think you have life figured out. If you're doing porn.
So porn stars and anybody younger than TJ.
Especially young porn stars.
Don't want to hear it.
Right.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Lily and Grace is a one-stop shop for the exquisite home, award-winning furniture, the perfect decor and gifts, and everything you need for the holidays. Located at Langtree, find out more at lilyandgrace.com. That's lilyandgrace.com.
Don't be surprised to see my wife, Jody, walking around in her stiletto heels that are painless. Yes, painless. From Protege Footwear. You can have some too and save 30% at acetj.com/shoes. Promo code ACETJ. That's acetj.com/shoes, code ACETJ.
Fuel your day with the delicious and nutritious protein-rich pancakes from Long Table Farms. Lots of options, and you can indulge in them guilt-free, knowing you're choosing a nutritious, protein-rich option that supports your health. Order now at acetj.com/pancake.